Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Do I say hello to you, Kelly?
Hi there. It's been a great morning so far. It's been a great night.
There's an edge to Kelly right now.
I had to come here and wash my hair in the sink in the kitchen.
Is that what you were doing?
That's what I was doing.
Okay.
I had to wash my hair.
Yeah. I mean, I see you.
Shower.
You have a towel on your head right now just to kind of paint the picture.
Yeah.
There were crazy storms that kind of rolled through the area last night.
Knocked out our entire neighborhood.
Yeah. There's several people in communities without power. I know an F1 tornado around Madison, Indiana caused Milton, Indiana and Hanover caused some damage. And Kelly's neighborhood is now without power.
Yeah. It's going to be a struggle bus.
And that stinks. Like when a lot of times you don't know the power you know when the power goes out immediately when the air condition, like in the summertime, yes. The air conditioning stops.
Yes. The fan stops.
And everything just goes silent.
And I'm immediately awake.
That is bad.
And then I go get my phone and then I'm like trying to plug it in. And then I'm like, well, that's not going to work. And then...
Yeah, plugging in your phone, not going to work when there's no power.
Battery. Okay, am I going to have enough battery all night so that my alarm will work? And then I found a fan app. Didn't really help. And yeah, it's just up all night. And then I had to pack everything in the dark and get the car out of the garage. You pull a little thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But because you have an automatic door thing. Yeah,
but
so that wouldn't work.
I can't reach the door to get it down. So the garage door is just open right now.
Well, no one in your neighborhood can see anyways.
Let's hope.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's that kind of a day.
It was one of those things when when Kelly walks into the studio and, you know, I kind of smile at her look. And in my brain, I wanted to, like, poke. And the look she gave me said, no.
Don't poke right now.
No, it's not a poking moment. We're not ready for Kelly to be
not
poked.
Not a poking moment. I am exhausted. My eyes hurt. I'm grumpy.
All right.
I'm grumpy.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you out of your grumpy mood. How about that?
Okay. It's going to give me about an hour. My eyes are on fire right now. They hurt so bad.
All right. All right. Well, we'll do what we can. Hopefully you've got power still after those thunderstorms. Man, they were loud, too.
They were really loud. And immediately after I leave the neighborhood, all those people with their lights on.
And don't you
so
feel
jealous.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you feel resentment towards them?
Oh, I do.
Oh, basking in your electricity. You don't even know.
Driving by with side
eyes. We're pioneers over here.
It's just like I am living in the prairie land.
It's like Little House of the Prairie in my neighborhood.
I was not built for this kind of life. I wasn't. I need my hair dryer. I needed to take a shower. A warm shower this morning is what I needed to do.
Oh, you don't have you have an electric water heater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that I remember, like, losing power in the middle of winter that we still had because we had a gas water heater was at least we were still able to have hot showers.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. All right. So coming up this hour, we have setting the bar story, which I do want to toss this out early and see if you've got a story, because I want to talk about what awkward thing is keeping you connected to an ex other than like kids, you know, obviously kids are, you're always going to, sure. Other than that, be thinking about that. We'll get to a little kid, drunk adult, and then a feel-good story on the way next.
This 7-year-old girl is getting a lot of attention because she's got an amazing talent.
Kelly Kay.
So the 7-year-old girl getting a lot of attention because of her amazing talent. Her name's Zoe. She can hear a song once and play it on the piano.
If I looked at the music or something, then I can see the notes in my head and I can hear it. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
How cute is she?
Hard on a fancy, lonely like a highway.
To describe how proud we are of Zoe, I don't know if there's any words to describe. We're just completely mind blown at the kind of things that she's done by the age of 7.
Thank you. You're welcome. Zoe, your rendition of Texas Hold'em brought me so much joy. You are brilliant. Please keep it up. All my love, Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Beyonce sent her flowers.
That's pretty cool.
Because she's amazing. She did a great version of Texas Hold'em. You got to see this precious, sweet face and just watch her at work.
Yeah.
She's pretty amazing. The video is up at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. We got notice yesterday, but the impromptu NSYNC reunion that happened there in Los Angeles, I've got now some clips for you, Kelly, to enjoy.
Awesome. There's video on the website.
I mean, they did Gone, they did Girlfriend, It's Gonna Be Me, and then, of course, Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, great.
It is kind of fun, the video of the boys dancing together up on stage. Justin looks like he's really enjoying himself.
Well, yes, he is. He remembers how magical it is.
Yeah. They debuted Paradise, a new song from them.
Were they doing the dancing? This one has a lot of choreo.
Yeah, it does. It does. I will say that Chris Kirkpatrick, he just looked like he was happy to be a part of it.
Yes. He was stinking happy.
Yeah. In fact, Chris kind of talked about that whole reunion.
Once you can wipe that stuff out and bring it back to just the five of us, you know, we get Paradise, and we get that song, and it's just basically an ode to the fans and to each other. You know, I can tell you that this has definitely been a step in the right NSYNC back together touring direction.
I mean, he's hoping.
Yes.
He's hoping.
They got to let Justin do his little tour first.
Yeah, Justin's got the tour. You know, he's coming through Louisville and Lexington, so that's kind of cool. He also released his new album, sixth album, Everything I Thought It Was, today.
Yep.
NSYNC are guests on that album.
Yep.
Fireboy, DML, and more. But new album out today. And everything I've seen so far, has that album is as good, maybe better than 2020.
Okay, good.
Than is 2020. So we'll have to hear more of those singles coming out from Justin Timberlake on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, good stuff,
man. What I would have given away one of my kids, I think, to be in that room. I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you, that would have been a moment to have that all come down. And then when at the realization that it's all happening,
yes,
you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, so as Kelly said, you can see some of that footage, WDJX.com. Coming up next, you know, fun things happen in life, awkward things happen in life. Sometimes it's just because you're a clumsy little kid, don't know any better.
Or making bad decisions as a drunk adult.
Yep. They're fun to try to figure out which is which, and sometimes they're harder than you think. So, yeah, little kid, drunk adult on the way. Plus a setting the bar story coming up before 7 o'clock. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Could you imagine thinking you're doing something sweet, sentimental, only for it to backfire and you not being able to stop it? So if you can manage to make it through the day without setting up to send love letters from your past to your current boyfriend, only for him to dump you, then you're doing okay.
Oh, and you can't stop him?
That's not the worst part, right?
Oh,
her name's
no.
Amina. She thought she would marry her ex.
Oh, no.
So she composed a decade's worth of love notes.
Oh, that had to take some time.
Yep. To be sent from her past self to her former boyfriend on future special dates.
Oh, no.
So it's like a service that she signed up for to be able to do this, right?
Cancel the service.
So he'll be able to receive sentimental love letters from her on every birthday, anniversary.
She's just going to look psycho.
All this for 10 years.
Oh, they have to be able to cancel that, right?
After she set up the messages from the past surprise, He dumps her, and then she doesn't know her password to get back into the site. She forgets it.
Okay, but there's a forget password link, right? You just clicky-clicky, and then you reset the password. You cancel.
I mean, maybe. But right now, she's living in her nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
She posted on TikTok, "My Roman Empire is the fact I thought I would marry my ex, so I found a website to write him letters from the past with predictions of where our future selves would be. He dumped me and I forgot the password, so he will be receiving them on every birthday and anniversary for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah, no, she's got to figure that out. She's got to figure that out. That's just psychotic. That is psychotic. What kind of service is that? I mean, I could see how that would be really sweet for someone that had passed away.
Yeah, maybe. Right? Maybe.
But we need to be able to get into our account. Delete.
So she's from, like, Germany. So I don't know if it's a website, you know, that doesn't have that capability. I don't know.
What website doesn't have that capability?
I don't know.
Who doesn't forget passwords?
What a living nightmare. Could you imagine his new girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, no.
Where he is now continually receiving these emails from an ex.
They would probably be like, we need to get a restraining order. This is just psychotic behavior. She's stalking you.
What is happening here?
Yeah.
Why do you keep in contact with this woman?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Oh, there's 50,000 reasons to figure out her password and delete that.
Yeah.
Cancel it. Is she still paying for the subscription?
Don't know.
Is it like an ongoing membership fee?
Don't know.
There has to be a way to stop this.
We'll post the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
I'm invested.
But I want to know, other than kids, what's the awkward thing that keeps you connected to an ex?
That's a doozy.
Yeah.
That's going to be difficult to be. Doozy.
Exactly. We'd love to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So other than children, what awkward things keep you connected to an ex? We just had a story of Mina who... She signed up for this website that sends emails to maybe a loved one, and she compiled 10 years worth of like love letters to send him on important days.
How much time did that take?
A long time.
Wow.
He breaks up with her.
Oh, no.
These letters are going to start continuing to send.
She
can't figure out how to unsubscribe from this.
Right. Remember the password. Hit forgot password.
A commenter said, I feel you. I was unable to cancel a beef jerky subscription I gifted my ex. Mortifying.
You're just going to keep sending beef jerky to your ex? Oh, wow.
Wendy messaged us and said, my dog. We were dating for a couple years, got a dog together. Well, I got the dog in the breakup. Can't look at her cute little face without thinking about him.
Aww.
I'm sure that feeling will pass, but ugh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I mean, when the dog, though, is way too cute.
You know, and now we're going to head to space because astrology, Aaron said, we bought a star. There's a star somewhere out there that both me and my ex have, quote, ownership over.
Okay.
Not sure how that's going to play out.
Well, do they have custody hearings for stars?
Right, for stars. Kayla said, I get my ex's astrology updates every day.
Oh,
I've tried to unsubscribe so many times.
And it won't let you?
It won't let me. I just get the astrology sent. this is for Brett. And you're like, dang it!
Okay, so you're just always going to know what kind of a day Brett's going to have.
Right. Sawyer said, I sent our names to Mars 3 years ago today. He can't even escape me from space.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun stuff.
Those awkward things that keep you somehow connected to an ex.
I now am really thanking the good Lord that I didn't do anything like that. Like, I didn't set up anything like that.
We'll conclude it on this one.
Oh.
I had mine and my ex's picture submitted to be in a music video.
Oh, no.
For one of my favorite songs.
Oh, no.
The song In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine. It made the video.
Oh, no.
I'll never be able to escape it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to live on YouTube forever.
Forever. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, remembering the happy times.
Oh, the happy times.
Oh, dang.
The happy times. Anyways, good stuff there. Anyways, awkward things that keep you connected to an ex.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Abby needs us. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a coworker with whom I've had a fairly close office relationship, friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, I developed a bit of a crush on him. I am in a relationship. He is single. In a spectacular mistake, I'd admitted this to him several months ago. After some awkwardness, our friendship seemed to resume as normal. Then in recent months, he noticeably stopped speaking to me.
Mm.
I apologized for mentioning my crush and asked if I did something new to upset him or if my continued presence at work makes him uncomfortable. He dodged both questions and now will only speak to me when absolutely necessary to get work done using the bare minimum number of words. I feel terrible. I don't want to perpetuate an environment where we're both on edge around each other. At the same time, I understand his reluctance to talk about it. So how can I address this, short of finding a new job?
Well, it sounds like she's still got a little bit of a crush on him. Because I feel like it wouldn't bother her and she would just move on, right?
Because she is in a relationship.
Right, exactly. So she just like, it's like she's absolved herself of her, like, oh my gosh, I had this crush on you. It's over now. Move on. But it sounds like she's still kind of in that feeling, has those feelings for him.
Does the boyfriend know?
I don't know. Boyfriend or husband.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's almost like, it almost sounds like she is still tossing the lure out to see if there's going to be a bite.
Yeah, the fact that she even told the coworker about it to begin with sounds like she was tossing out some bait. Like, yeah. Hey, I'll dump my boyfriend if you reciprocate.
Hey, I don't necessarily need to be in a relationship.
Right. Like, I'm just confused in general about why she decided to tell this guy this, especially a coworker. Like, didn't she foresee that that could go sideways?
I mean, it could have been, sort of a after work function that they were both at.
Maybe.
And she felt safe or vulnerable, or she had some drinks in her and wasn't thinking clearly.
Well, I feel like she's already apologized once. She's addressed it. She needs to take his cue and the fact that he's just not comfortable being around her anymore. And I think she just needs to accept that. And that, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be a little bit of collateral damage with her honesty.
Does she ask to maybe move areas, move desks, move offices? So proximity-wise, maybe they're not. Well, it sounds like as far as like their job goes, they do have to still communicate and still have.
Yeah, and then that you run the risk of like getting bosses involved. You know, like, do we need them to know what you've done?
I mean,
just elevates it.
Well, if you keep talking to him, he's going to do that.
Yeah,
he's going to get bosses involved.
I know this is not what she wants to hear because she wants us to be able to like wave a magic wand and make him immediately forget all that and just go back to the way they were.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. So what would you do in this situation? What have you done in this situation? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about this. Group therapy. We'll take some of your calls and comments next. Awkwardness at work.
Because you made it that way.
Yeah. Abby made a mistake, admitted she had a crush on a coworker. And needs to know how to address it with him when he doesn't want to talk about it. She's in a relationship. He's single. So she's like, hey, how do I like get past this without quitting?
Yeah, Rebecca says you don't. You stop bringing up your personal feelings to your work friend, be a professional, and drop it. I need you to really think about this. If the tables were turned as a female, I'd be appalled if a male coworker confessed his feelings for me while in a whole relationship with somebody else. And then continue to bring it up after I made it clear how uncomfortable it made me through his actions. Mm. Stop. Water the grass on your own side of the fence.
Mm, good point. Rachel checked in and said maybe he's actually uncomfortable that she's in a relationship and sharing this information. Morally, he knows it's wrong to get involved with that.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of it. That's what it sounds like from his behavior.
So, Abby, go ahead and just go break up with your boyfriend now.
What is the matter with you? That is
make
not
yourself,
what we're saying.
And so just then, no. Just go back to him and say, hey.
If it's better, I'm single now? Is that what we're saying?
No. No, you don't say it like that.
Oh, what do you say?
You just say, oh, gosh, I had a rough night last night. I broke up with my boyfriend.
Yeah, this is outstandingly bad advice.
What do you mean?
Outstandingly bad.
Why can't you say that?
No, he is already uncomfortable. Already uncomfortable. I don't think he's giving her vibes like, well, hey, if you're single, come talk to me. He's not giving her vibes like that. We move on. We pay attention to our boyfriend. We move on. We do work and work and we go home. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, if you dig in.
We're not flirty anymore at work.
If you dig into the comment section on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, it's all unified.
Yes. Be professional. Move on.
And look, you can't. You just can't continue. If you want to change it, you need to stop talking about it or quit.
Exactly. Because he has already expressed to you verbally and non-verbally that he's just uncomfortable now around you because of what you admitted.
Aiden commented and said, we all have work crushes. This is why we don't say anything.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. We're not breaking up with a boyfriend.
So breaking up with the boyfriend just casually admitting that to him.
No. That's not what we're doing. You're not listening.
Not the way to go.
You're not listening.
Well, I am listening. I'm just confirming that
you're
is not the right way to go.
Okay. It's not the right way to go to break up with our boyfriend and keep flirting. Not the right way to go. He's already shut it down.
Now, listen, I think it's more than just he knows you're taken. I think it's just he's not interested.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of that going on, which, again, hard to hear. But you have a boyfriend, so yay.
Right. So enjoy him.
In that. Yes, let's reinvest in that.
Yeah, why don't you just enjoy him? Or
let's just have work be work.
Or again, if you're poking around, maybe that's an indication that
you're not getting everything you need out of your relationship.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be in the relationship with your current relationship. So naturally let that take the course it's going to.
Okay, but if we're breaking up with our boyfriend, we are not circling back with the coworker.
Then
we're not.
I mean, if it happens to come up in conversation, then it comes up in conversation.
No, we're not doing that. We are leaving our personal feelings out of the conversations with that dude, period.
Okay.
Full stop. Mic drop.
All right.
End of story.
Well, there you go.
Sign it up with a bow.
Abby, hopefully you're okay with that.
Yes. I know that you.
Derek texts in and says, I'm with Ben. See?
What? Because you like to stir the pot.
We just like to see things go up in fire.
Oh, it's just not good.
All right,
already went up in fire.
All right, so Abby, yeah, look, you've done what you did. You made your bed, so just forget about your coworker.
Right.
Forget about him in that
way.
We
need to move on.
Yeah, and work on your own relationship. And if you can't work on your own relationship,
move past that. But we don't circle back. We're not circling back.
But I mean, if it comes up in conversation,
all right, fine.
If you want to circle back on the conversation on Facebook, we got it up there at Ben and Kelly Show. But Abby, hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective as to what you should do, how you should move on. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Lauren Colness from Cordon. Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
Lauren, I feel a kindred little connection spirit with you because I'm drinking out of my I Love Butt Drugs coffee mug.
Oh, it's so sweet.
That was the best pharmacy ever.
It was. It was such an institution in the area.
Yeah, the butt shakes, the butt lickers. I mean, they were all great.
So great.
I wear my I Heart Butt Drugs shirt everywhere. And if you're not from where I live at or if you've never heard of them, people look at you like you are insane.
Yeah, they get looks.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. Yeah, what an institution. Yes. But yeah. Oh, RIP Butt Drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Lauren's got black hair, drives a Jeep, is my mom, and is also married and has a love of butt drugs. Okay. All right. We're playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, was the star of that story a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right.
Okay, so I decided to get on, you know, one of those banana seat bicycles, and I get on that sucker, and I'm going downhill, and I'm giving it everything I got, and all of a sudden, there's a pull-behind trailer, and me and the trailer met. It wasn't a happy ending.
Oh, wow. That was a long setup.
That was a long setup.
A really long setup.
Drunk adult.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Like it, funny story, and that sounds funnier.
Okay, well, here's the one thing that makes me hesitate. Banana seat. Doesn't that date the bike?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, doesn't it?
I thought maybe he was like, I used to be able to do this back in the day.
Okay. Mm. All right, I'll stick with you, drunk adult, then.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. Okay, let's see what it is.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it, I knew it. I knew it. The banana seat lived. It was a long time ago. Dang it.
I figured she was going to be one of those people that gets, like, a pogo stick and is like, hey, I could do a pogo stick when I was a kid.
Probably.
Let me try.
Back was in, so, I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. Watch this.
Probably.
yes. The thing.
Oh.
That was my first banana seat bike ever.
Yeah. All right. 0-1, Lauren. Let's try to get this one right. Little kid, drunk adult.
Well, I got stitches because I danced into a glass cabinet.
All right.
Ooh. Ouchie.
Moves were too fire. Danced into a glass cabinet, got stitches.
I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
Yeah, that one's got to be drunk adult, right? Now that one has to be drunk
adult. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yes.
Remember, snitches get stitches, all right?
Oh, boy.
I don't think that's the lesson we're trying to learn here. All right, you both say drunk adult.
I was drunk as an adult.
Okay, there it is.
All right.
Drunk adult. You got that one right. Yep.
Anytime I drink, I love dancing. I was on my second bottle of wine listening to Who Let the Dogs Out.
Wait.
Who let the dogs out?
She's wine drunk listening to the Baja Man.
Absolutely.
Okay, continue.
That's when the power of the dance took over my entire body. I didn't even realize it was a glass cabinet right behind me. My night went from drinking wine to dancing to the emergency room and getting stitches.
She said the power of the dance took over her body.
Absolutely. The power of the dance. Baja Men, when the beat drops.
Yeah. Lauren, what song does it for you? Like, what's your song when you just hear it at a bar and you got a drink in your hand? You're like, oh, yeah.
It's my sound.
And you better hope that your husband or your man is close by because...
It's my song. How are you not playing Baja Men right now?
I don't know.
How'd you not pull that up?
All right.
Anything really from like the 2000s, if it comes on, it's my jam.
Okay.
Every song is my jam.
I like it.
Me and my kids, that's all we do. We listen to music and dance and have fun.
Sweet.
All right. Well, I like that, Lauren. All right, last one. Let's get this one right, okay? Little kid, drunk adult.
I was caught stealing silverware at Pizza Hut.
Oh. Haven't we all?
God, stealing silverware at Pizza Hut.
Oh. I'm going to go with little kid.
All right, little kid.
I feel like it's a little kid, too. Maybe trying to say, Mom, I think Mom and Dad need this.
Both of you saying little kid.
Maybe.
Hopefully there's a statute of limitations on this
Maybe.
Offense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I was a little kid.
Yep.
There it is. Little kid, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Because nowadays you get Pizza Hut takeout. You don't eat inside.
Oh, you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. When's the last time you've eaten inside a Pizza Hut? It's been a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted a birthday gift for my mom.
Go ahead. Sorry, Lauren.
No, I was just saying when I was a kid, I used to go there. You got them for reading books. You got free pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Bring that back. Bring that program back.
Yeah, the little personal pan pizzas that you get.
So good. We used to get those at school.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
They're bougie.
Oh, you mean they have it as a lunch option?
It was an option at our lunch in our cafeteria in our high school.
That's nice.
Way back when.
All right. Well, hey, we don't even need to hear the rest of her. Hey, congratulations. You're a winner. All right, Lauren.
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thanks for hanging out with the show. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Well, good stuff. We need to keep those stories flowing. If you got one, email us a voice note of you giving us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
You can send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this from April. It's a DM.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I hear you helping people out with the relationships all the time, and I thought, let's do this.
All right.
So my fiance and I listen to you every morning. We need you and your listeners to settle an argument we're having.
Okay, thank you first.
We're getting married this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that he has to get rid of his favorite chair. It's a leather Lazy Boy recliner that he got for Christmas 6 years ago from his then-girlfriend, Sheila.
Wow.
I can't stand Sheila. After they broke up and we started dating, Sheila would call, text, and even show up unannounced at his place just trying to convince him to get back together with her.
Oh.
I accept the fact that we all have our own histories, me included. But Psycho Sheila, as I like to call her, is a different story. She's a nut job. Every time I see that chair, I see Psycho Sheila. And for that reason, the chair has to go. He says he loves the chair and that he never thinks of her. He said it was about $1,000 when she bought it for him. He's offered to have it reupholstered. That's nice. But I still see that crazy freak of a girlfriend when I see that chair. And I don't want it polluting our new home. Am I within my rights?
Wow.
She just wants to purge their new space from Psycho Sheila.
Wow. Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, Sheila just wanted to her return on investment, you know?
Yes.
She dropped $1,000 on a boyfriend who ended up dumping her for April here.
She was thinking, you know, listen, I'm going to buy him this chair, but I like it too.
I like it too.
It's a comfy chair. I want to be able to use it. I want to sit in it with him.
I mean, is it too easy for me to say, well, I guess we're not talking to the guy. We're talking to April.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's telling him, get rid of the chair.
Yeah.
Buy a new chair.
Why don't you buy him a chair?
Okay. That's good. Hey, April, do you have an extra $1,000?
Yeah.
Drop on a chair.
I mean, come on. That's pocket change, right?
Put that up on Marketplace.
Yeah, just
label it Psycho Sheila chair.
No, you can't
price
do that.
Sell.
You can't do that
can't?
Because people will think it has bad juju. Just
well,
say,
it kind of does.
This is a beautiful chair.
Beautiful chair.
Beautiful chair. Very expensive.
Gifted by Psycho Sheila. We need it out.
It was.
Price to sell.
It is my husband's absolute favorite, but alas. He's allergic to the leather now.
Allergic to Psycho Sheila, who bought it for him.
Yeah, and so he needs to get rid of it.
You need to bring a U-Haul and pick it up.
I mean, that's what I would think. I mean, if you have the means to get a new chair, get a new chair.
Yeah, replace it. And have it be just like the one, maybe different color.
Well, I mean,
he likes the way the chair feels.
Look, you're getting married, so you don't want to... I almost want to talk to him and be like, buddy, it's a chair.
He is the one that we need to talk to.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, guy,
is it worth it?
It's a chair. Is it really worth it?
Because to her, it's not just a chair.
Right.
It's Psycho Sheila.
Every time you put your butt on it, you are sitting on Sheila.
Okay.
And Sheila is wrapping her arms around you every single time you sit on that chair.
It's a hug from Sheila.
Yes. You get comfortable in that chair.
That's
and it's a hug.
That's how April sees it.
Maybe that's what you need to say.
Maybe.
Are you going to look a little crazy if you say that? And then
yes.
It would be Psycho Sheila and
Psycho
April.
A little. A little. But if she's really serious about trying to get rid of the chair.
That's what Kelly from Crescent Hill just texted us. Sounds more like Psycho April.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a nice chair, but I understand. You're looking at it. You know what? He probably should have never shared with April where he got the chair. She probably would have never known had he not mentioned, I am a girlfriend for me.
Sometimes that stuff just comes out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, oh, hey, where'd you get the chair? Oh, you know, Sheila got it for me.
Oh, Sheila got it for you.
Yeah, and maybe it wasn't a big deal at the time that she came across that information, but then once Sheila turned into Psycho Sheila, then it's like, that chair's got to go!
Yeah, well, Tony from St. Matthew says as long as the chair is replaced, there's no issue. Well, he's not understanding there. That's what
yeah,
we have
so
to try
maybe,
to get him to understand where she's coming from with looking at that chair.
Is there a relic of an ex that is just hanging around in your house that you wish you could get rid of, but your partner doesn't?
I don't think so. We sold so much stuff when I got engaged. We were selling our house, had a big old yard sale. Like I sold so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So all that stuff is gone.
Yeah, yeah. We ended up getting new stuff together.
I mean, the one thing that kind of hung around from one of my wife's exes was a t-shirt that had University of Louisville field hockey on it. And it was not from him, but from his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
So you see that That t-shirt jumped several relationships.
It did.
It was a good t-shirt. Well, I ended up wearing it.
Just rock it. At that point, just rock it.
But yeah, if you've got anything like that, we'd like to hear that story. 502-795-1997. I mean, the simplest thing in our brain is just convince him the chair needs to go and you'll gift him another chair.
Yes, let's go buy a new chair. You can pick out any chair you want, babe.
And I feel like online now, like Wayfair and places like that, you might be able to find something that's cost efficient.
Sure. Or you can go on Facebook Marketplace.
But here's the thing.
Someone else is trying to get rid of another Psycho Sheila chair.
Here's the thing. If you aren't able to convince him, if he's doing it begrudgingly, anything that you buy him, he'll be like, grumble, grumble.
That's why he needs to be a part of choosing it.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to go buy a new piece of furniture? Like, come on, babe, let's go chair shopping. How fun is that?
Is it fun?
It's fun. It's fun if it's a nice, lazy boy recliner. Plus, right. You're going to be like, relax.
502-795-1997.
It's fun.
We got a message from April, who is arguing currently with her fiance over a chair that he loves, but that his ex, Psycho Sheila, gifted him about 6 years ago.
So April wants that gone.
Yeah.
He's just like, I love the chair.
Yeah, I love the chair.
But she's like, that's Psycho Sheila. And he doesn't quite get that.
Lisa texts in, from my understanding, the bond between a man and his chair is real.
Yes, sounds like it.
Either buy him a new chair, just as comfy, or grow up and get over Psycho Sheila.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Lisa rolling in with some tough love there.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and also maybe we can talk to April here real quick one-on-one and just say, hey, you know what? That's just a chair.
It is just a chair. It's actually not Psycho Sheila.
Right. You are giving it human qualities and putting meaning on this chair, and it's an inanimate object.
Is she still coming around? No. Doesn't sound like it.
Right.
So just consider it a bonus that you are lucking into a really nice chair that you didn't have to pay for.
Yep, you didn't have to pay for and your husband likes. Or your future husband.
Exactly.
Likes.
Fiance. Yeah.
Maybe
convince him to go shopping together.
Yes. There are two options that I see.
Yes.
And those are the two.
Either you get over it and enjoy the chair you didn't have to pay for, or you guys go pick one out together. Put it up on Facebook Marketplace. Label it Psycho Sheila's chair.
Psycho Sheila's chair. All right. Well, good luck with that, April. We really are hoping for the best.
We're invested.
Yeah, we're invested. I will say, I have a chair at my house that I like.
How long have you had it?
Well, it had to get replaced.
Oh.
And actually,
the same exact one again?
Similar, but the replaced chair is actually more comfortable than my old chair.
Okay, then that's an argument she could toss out. We can find you an even better chair than the Psycho Sheila chair.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, I have cats, and sometimes they like to scratch at the chair, and so they kind of ruined the other chair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but the new one is good.
Okay, right. Do we make sure that they're not scratchy on the new one?
Yeah.
Have a stern conversation with them?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And they're leaving it alone.
They're like,
so that's
okay,
good.
Dad, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, we didn't know. There wasn't a sign before.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this majestic trophy that I have holding in my hand right now.
So majestic.
All right, losers go first. I think that was me.
Yeah.
You know, a guy just assaulted me with milk, cream, and butter.
Yeah.
How dare he?
That's where we're going.
Where we're starting.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Hulk started recycling?
No.
He's really going green.
Kelly, I'd like to tell you about a woman who ate only plants.
Yeah?
You've probably never heard of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Diet diary day one. I removed all the fattening foods from the house. It was delicious. Because I ate it all.
Oh, wow.
Did you really not get that? Did you really not get that?
Hey, Kelly, when we broke up, my ex-girlfriend gave me a comb as a present.
Yeah.
It was the ultimate parting gift.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
humans eat bananas more than monkeys, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I ate a monkey.
That's true. You know, I told my wife that our neighbor just died. And she asked, who, Ray? I was like, too early to celebrate.
Right. Hooray! Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why can't you play basketball in the jungle?
Why?
Too many cheetahs.
I don't think cheetahs are in the jungle.
Cheaters. Cheetahs.
Cheetahs are more of a plains animal.
Are you going to do with this with every one of my jokes?
Well, it needs to be factually accurate, Kelly.
It's not factually accurate. Hey, it just Kelly, sounds like cheaters.
What's the favorite cartoon for a group of constipated people?
What's the favorite cartoon for a group of constipated people?
Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why can't a fish play basketball?
Why?
I mean, besides the whole, like, no legs, arms not being on land and stuff. They're afraid of the net.
You know, one of the animals in the zoo is pregnant.
Oh, just one?
Yeah, nobody is comfortable talking about it. It's the elephant in the womb.
Wow.
Mine are a special kind of joke today.
They are. Hey, Ben, forget my last joke because it ruins this one.
Okay.
What is a bass fish's favorite sport?
Basketball?
Basketball.
You know, I went to an interview when the interviewer asked, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'd say my biggest weakness is listening. I didn't get the job. I have another interview on Monday, though.
Okay. Maybe this time. Maybe this time.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Yeah?
Teach a man to fish, he'll waste hundreds of dollars on equipment he'll only use a few times a year.
Did you go to a best fishing joke website?
There was a little bit of a theme. They went on a streak.
Vintage joke alert!
Yeah?
Miley Cyrus gets naked and licks a hammer and it's called art. I do and I get kicked out of Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah. They frown upon that. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you hear that NASA's kicking off a new mission to say sorry to aliens for polluting space?
No.
It's called Apollo G.
Aw. You know, Kelly, I donated a kidney to the local hospital, and instead of commending me, they were like, hey, where'd you get that?
They probably should have asked that question.
I brought it in a little Kroger bag.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My parents raised me as an only child.
Oh.
Really ticked off my sister.
Yes. Hey, you know, my wife named our new dog 5 miles.
So she could say I walked 5 miles?
Yeah, but today she ran over 5 miles.
Oh, no! Oh, R.I.P. 5 miles! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
We're all torn up.
I bet. That's tragic. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I was in an Uber the other day and the driver asked if we could put some music on. I said, sure. He said, Kiss? I said, let's put the music on first, see how we feel.
No. No. Wow. Well. Well, then, aren't we just cheeky this morning?
So flirty.
I'm like, what? Wow. What kind of music do you want? So dumb.
Sassy Matt likes that. He likes that one.
All right. There you go. It's you laugh, you lose. I've got the trophy!
Oh!
Yay!
And again, RIP, poor 5 miles.
5 miles,
so
hey.
So many prayers for 5 miles. The fake dog.
Oh, the fake dog, yes. That is you laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
It is the season, is it not?
It is.
So, if you have never heard of this piece of folklore...
Or maybe you look forward to it every single year, because we're going to share it every single year.
There was rumored to be a leprechaun in a tree...
In Mobile, Alabama.
The Crichton neighborhood of Mobile, Alabama. And it had everyone absolutely going crazy.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood.
All right, so we are now going to go to the reporter.
The eyewitnesses, right?
Yes, the reporter on the street.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is...
Gotta try to capture film of
So then you've got the guy in a crowd with his blue baseball cap on backwards.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I gotta do look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Absolutely. He's the hype man.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you gotta watch out.
Yeah.
This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like.
Okay, so...
Amateur sketch is
all right,
like,
it is
kind
a
stick drawing face.
It is a stick drawing face of a cliche-looking leprechaun. A guy's face and like a derby hat on, right?
Zero detail.
Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
All right, so what could possibly be in this tree?
Yeah.
Could be a crackhead.
All right, that could be one. Yeah.
Okay. They got hold to the wrong stuff.
That's right. That's right. Got hold of the wrong stuff. Now in the tree. Now people are thinking he's a leprechaun.
And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Play a leprechaun.
Still sticking with the leprechaun theme. Like, okay, maybe it still is a leprechaun, but in hindsight, he's just dressed like a leprechaun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here.
Okay, so
wars
now...
off spells?
And so now they're... asking the guy who's directing traffic.
He's like a resident expert.
Yeah. About what he's got there. And he holds up a piece of
PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish.
Come on now. Come on now.
PVC pipe?
Come on
passed
now.
Passed down thousands of years?
Yeah, it's a piece of pipe that you drilled a hole in. Yeah.
I just came to help out.
All right. Of course he did. Of course he did.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
Well, that's true.
That is what goes along with leprechauns, right?
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
Oh, wow. He's got plans. He's got plans.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, though.
I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold.
Yeah.
Give me the gold. Sure. I want the gold.
I want the gold.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
That is the magical story of the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama.
Has that news organization thought about doing a follow-up story? They really should go back and just try to check in.
Oh,
just check in.
All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! May everyone have a very happy St. Patrick's Day season.
We're just going to assume that the leprechaun is still hanging out in Mobile, Alabama.
No one has said otherwise. Right, exactly. 99.7 DJX. By the way, we just gave you the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama story. And, you know, St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday this year. So how are you going to call out sick on Monday, the Monday after St. Patrick's Day? I mean, I feel
like... it's going to look sus.
Yeah, it's going to look sus. It's just like the day after the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Like, how are you gonna call off work the day after the Super Bowl?
You're hungover, aren't you? No.
Right. Here are a couple tips, though, to maybe tell your boss. Keep it brief. Less is more. Tell your boss as little as possible without sounding evasive as to why you need to miss Monday.
I can't come in. Bye.
Right. Acknowledging the bad timing is another suggestion.
I know this is really bad. It's Monday after St. Patrick's Day, but I can't come in. Okay, bye.
Exactly. Like, acknowledge the fact, yes, I know it's St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, but seriously, I feel bad. Only tell people you need to know, who need to know, like your immediate supervisor. That's it. You don't need to tell other coworkers or
got
whatever.
It.
Yep. Offer to maybe do some makeup work if you feel real bad. You know, you might get stuck doing it anyway, but it'll at least make you look better.
Also, make sure you're not posting on social media all day, living your best life. ding ding. Especially if you call in going, oh, I really don't feel good. And then you're like, Hey guys,
oh my gosh, look at us
on Facebook.
Doing Bardstown Road. Uh-huh. Hey,
green beer still flowing. Yeah, don't do that.
So there you go. Little tips from your old pal Ben and Kelly on how to maybe call off work on Monday.
All right. Good luck. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
No, I'll be good.
You're going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I do.
That's one of your faves.
I do. I do like to celebrate that. And I always try to make it in. I rarely ever call into work because I'm hungover. I come into work hungover.
Power through. That's right. In fact, you just keep drinking.
Sometimes you got to do it. All right. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story. Feel-good stories, do them every hour. Kelly Kay.
Timothy has been documenting his journey with stage 4 cancer on TikTok since his diagnosis in September of 2022.
Mm.
He had this childhood dream of meeting Selena Gomez. Put it out there on TikTok.
Okay.
She actually saw it and made some magic happen.
I was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma in my left thigh. A synovial sarcoma is so rare and spreads so quickly. Without even noticing, it did already spread to both of my lungs and down to my shin.
One of my bucket list items since having cancer has always been to either meet Selena Gomez, just be recognized. Even if she just saw this video, honestly, I could die peacefully. And I thought, what better place than TikTok to make that happen?
Coincidentally, I was flying to LA, and I told them the dates, and they made a date work. When I was dropping my stuff off, I thought I was dropping it off in a random office. Turns out it was Selena's office, and turns out Selena Gomez was right in front of me when I opened the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
But when I walked in and I saw that cake, she walked me over to the actual cake and she just started singing me happy birthday.
Mm.
She threw him a birthday party at her office.
Dang.
So not only did, you know, she acknowledge his TikTok, but then sent him a DM, arranged for this whole thing, and he just, you know, showered him with all of the, you know, the gifts and the party and the whole thing, and just made him feel, you know, spent some significant time with him.
Right.
Pretty amazing
stuff. That's pretty cool.
See the story at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. This is called a setting the bar story.
Because it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
We are calling this Blow Don't Suck.
Why are we calling it that? Why?
If you can manage to make it through the day without sucking when you're supposed to be blowing, then you're doing okay.
Oh, what are we supposed to be blowing instead of sucking?
Of course, a breathalyzer.
Okay.
This woman in England got pulled over. She had alcohol in her breath, so they subjected her to a breathalyzer, right?
Cop she was doing it wrong.
Is explaining that she needs to blow steadily for a few seconds.
Oh, no.
Deep breath, seal your lips, and blow steadily until her toe to stop.
Well, am I blowing in or out?
Am I blowing in?
Blowing in or out?
How do you blow in? That's impossible.
What am I doing?
That's sucking.
No,
okay,
but
I'm
what
telling
am
you
doing?
To blow.
Am
blow out like you're blowing up a balloon.
No, but am I sucking in or sucking out?
No, I didn't say sucking.
Blow. Blow out, woman. Blow out.
Just blow. Yes.
Let me blow out a birthday candle. What is wrong with you?
That's eventually, she finally got it. And yes, he described it not as a candle. Not as a candle, but as a blowing up a balloon. And then she was like, oh, okay, I get it now.
But then you also inhale doing that, though.
Well,
I mean, better example would be blowing out a birthday candle. There's only one direction the air is going.
Any guesses on whether she blew over the legal limit?
I would say there was a winner chicken dinner there.
Yeah, she did. She blew over the legal limit. Now, look, this happened back in January, but she just got sentenced to 18 months probation and a bunch of other stuff. So
don't do that, kids. Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're calling it Blow Don't Suck.
Okay. Bless her heart, though. Glad she figured it out.
Well, she didn't figure it out.
No,
the cop had to literally walk her through
almost it. Almost draw a diagram.
Yeah. All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without sucking when you're supposed to be blowing.
Oh, gosh.
You're doing okay.
Just don't get yourself in the situation to have to suck or blow.
Wait, what'd you say?
No, I'm not saying it yet.
I didn't hear you in my headphones.
Solid advice.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. We'll have more tickets for Gazebo Fest as it gets closer. Jack Harlow, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This being St. Patrick's Day weekend, a lot of stuff that you can get into. First of which is being, and now this is kind of a gratuitous plug. Noble Funk is celebrating their 1 year anniversary on St. Patrick's Day,
which is amazing. Their pizza is incredible.
It is absolutely great. They brought it by Radiothon last week. Fantastic.
Date night is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's not just like taking your honey out and whatever.
No, it's a pizza called Date Night. You need to get it.
Yeah, it's delish. And eat it. Yeah, for
eat
sure.
It all.
So yeah, they're actually our Kentuckiana deal of the week right now. So you can go WDGX.com, click on Kentuckiana deals, and
spend $25, get $50.
Yep. And that will be you will thank us.
Yes. And you gotta grab it before they sell out.
Yep. Or you can get in to win $50 right there. WDGX.com, tap win. St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know you don't do anything crazy for St. Patrick's Day, but I don't know. I guess I'll ask. Are you planning on anything?
No. No. I want to try to get some sleep. Hopefully the power will be back on.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So
because I've had no power since midnight.
To sort of sleeping. Bring it full circle. Kelly walks in this morning just disgruntled. She had a towel on her head after having had to wash her hair in the sink of the radio station.
Yeah.
And I was
all of that.
I smiled and I was getting ready to make a comment. And then the look that she gave me was one that, guys, if you've ever been on the, other end of a look like that, you know.
Shut it down.
You know what? We just need to.
You shut it down.
We just need to let things be what they are right now.
I was grumpy.
Not make a comment.
I was exhausted. Grumpy and exhausted.
Grumpy and exhausted. Well, hopefully your power does come back on. Your food should be all right.
I'm hoping. How long can you go with the fridge not being on?
Well, how long? How many times were you opening it? Hopefully,
I opened it one time. To grab a salad to bring in with me here. And I don't know how many times the family.
Your kids weren't sitting there opening it, closing it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, otherwise, I'm trekking back to the grocery store today.
Look, if your frozen stuff is still frozen, I think you're good.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of frozen stuff.
I think you're fine. Kelly, you're fine.
Oh, God.
You'll be fine.
Oh, but you know what? At least there was some tornadoes that touched down in Madison County, Trimble County. So, yeah, hopefully.
There's wild video of a tornado crossing the Ohio River. It's an F1, and I don't want to minimize what an F1 is.
It's still bad news.
It still causes damage, and there is some damage and some power outage still in the area because of the storms that rolled through last night.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully,
I've seen a couple of pictures pop up on Facebook. It's not good.
Yeah, hopefully you escaped that and can enjoy your weekend this weekend. So whatever you get into, if something crazy happens, make sure you think of us.
Make a little note. Got to tell Ben and Kelly about this.
Yeah, that helps our show and it helps everyone else.
Yes, it does. And it's therapeutic.
Uh-huh. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.